There was a famous king, and he was stood on the balcony of his palace on a high mountain, and he was looking down, and there was a servant, a very poor man, and he was working in the fields, and he worked till Zohar time. He did wudu, he performed his Zohar Salah, sat down, ate a few pieces of bread, and then went back to the field, carried on working, went home at night, slept, and the next day he did the same thing. One day the king, having watched him for some time, called him. And he said, I see you working all day. Are you happy? And he said, Alhamdulillah, I'm happy. He said, what do you earn? He said, I earn enough to feed my family. He said, are you content? He said, Alhamdulillah, I'm content. He said, do you sleep at night? He says, I sleep very comfortably. The king turned to him and said, how can that be? I have this palace. I have all the servants. I have a soft bed. I spend my days not doing much. And yet when I go to the bed, I cannot sleep. Having everything, I cannot sleep. During the day, I'm anxious. And yet you have nothing and you're happy. Why is that? And the simple answer, the scholars write, is that that person was content with the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was happy with what Allah Azza wa Jal had given him. He wasn't willing for more. He wasn't fighting for more. Money wasn't his objective in life. His objective was the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He hadn't sold his existence, which a lot of us have, for money. When we do that, my dear Islamic brothers and sisters, that's where the problem comes. When you chase money and sell yourself for just worldly gain, then after a short time, you'll have a short-lived pleasure from that. But after that pleasure goes, there are the depths and darknesses of depression. And getting out of it becomes very difficult. Our eyes have lost the ability to see the true beauty in the world around us, to appreciate the true creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our souls know nothing but to search for money. And yet, this soul, this spirit, was created for great heights. Today, when it comes to spirituality, we're on the bottom rung and we're happy to stay there. But when it comes to worldly gain and money and properties and businesses, we want to be on the top rung. We want to open all the doors of opportunity and we want to walk through them, but just for the world. Where is the prosperity of the soul going to come? A lot of people, they believe that they're inconsequential. They believe that that's life. This is life. They just sat there doing nothing. They believe that they don't have any importance. They don't have any achievements. They don't have any goals. So depression becomes their destiny. Why? They're not trying to run a race. They're not trying to compete with others in good deeds. They're not trying to please Allah Azza wa Jal. They're not trying to light up their grave. They're not trying to stand proud on the day of judgment. They're not trying to enter Jannah. They're simply getting by, and that is it. So that's why, because they haven't any goals, they haven't got any sort of mindset, any future, despondency and hopelessness creeps in. Let me give you an example. Somebody who's running a 100-meter race, he gets tired, starts to slow down as he comes close to the 100 meters. But somebody who's running a 400-meter race will never start to slow down at 100 meters because he's got a long way to go. Those who are determined, they know that this is a battle with the shaitan. And it's going to end when you leave this world with iman. Not with your money bags, not with your bank balance, not with your cars, not with your properties, not with your children, but with your iman intact. So although they do everything else, and I'm not belittling that, you know, it's not wrong to have money, it's not wrong to have cars, it's not wrong to have a big house, so long as it's halal. But do not put that into your mind and make that your goal in life. Your goal in life is to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. When you put these material things as your goals in life, then depression and anxiety is your lot. But if you put these to one side and say, these are peripheral things, these do not matter. My real goal in life is the pleasure of my Creator. The zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, protecting my salah, reading the Quran, which is the greatest miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the greatest gift that Allah Azza wa Jal has given mankind. When I invest my time and effort in this, then I will seek and I will gain the true pleasure of being alive. Then you will be happy.